My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. Looking forward to talking about an awesome idea today, which is taking back our pain. And by taking it back, I mean maybe putting it more under control, as so many of us are striving to, you know, get through the day when we're dealing in a painful situation. I think a lot of us have reached out to just about everything we possibly can today. You know, and people talk all the time about so many people being in a situation where we are trying to fight pain and do everything we can, and the opioid problem and all of that. But I mean, I just kind of size it all up in one category. We don't want to hurt. And when we're hurting, we're going to do anything we possibly can to feel better. So we're going to be talking today with my guest, Lou Paradise. Little background on the show, if you're tuning in for the first time, it is the Staying Healthy radio show. And I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, hopefully talking about the relevant topics for today's world, the things we should be talking about, the things we don't talk enough about, even though we should. Sometimes people have a hard time talking about their health and owning up to that some of the situations that they may be going through may be self-induced. That can be true. But nonetheless, self-induced or from something that we have absolutely no control over, trying to find alternative and complementary ways along with your medical practitioners to find resolution is something we still need to be doing. Keeping our ears and our minds and our hearts open to as much information as possible is also something that's our job to do. We need to be informing and educating ourselves and be able to make sure that we have, you know, kind of done enough research that we're not just putting our eggs in one basket and relying on one way to get the job done when there may be five or six other ways that may be even more effective and maybe even healthier. Every day here on the show, I bring you the best guests in the industry and, like I said, the most relevant topics that we can possibly get. I also send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because they are now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley and they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. But just the longevity, that wouldn't be the only reason. I send you there because of the most amazing, knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and above and beyond that, all the great information that they provide every single day. This is a fully packed store with the best of the best quality products, the highest integrity products from the companies that have us in mind, the consumer. You know, we want to be able to buy products that are awesome. We want to be able to make changes, see differences, and feel differently. And you need to do the right quality products for that and also be able to get those questions answered, all of it in a full service environment. That is Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to enter your email address on their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, so you can start getting newsletters and in the know and coupons and all that good stuff. And as well, make sure that you are liking them on Facebook. Their daily posts are great. They're educational, they're humorous, they're reminding of things we used to know. And, you know, just be part of the Stay Healthy family. Today, we have to reach out to those areas in our life that are the most important. You know, I have a friend that always said, and I said this a million times, have a great accountant, have an amazing mechanic, have a great doctor you can rely on, and have the best health food store you can possibly find, and that's Stay Healthy. Well, today we're going to be talking with Lou Paradise, and we're going to be talking about pain, which is an amazing issue today because It doesn't affect just one area of our society. I think there was a time when you were much older when pain used to be such an issue. But today, I mean, people of all ages are suffering with pain, either intermittently or as much as every single day, and sometimes all day, all night long. So you can understand why they're reaching out. Little background on my guest. The formation of his company was a significant step in a 7-year process of the refining and testing a homeopathic formula invented and first used by my guest, company founder and chief of research, Mr. Lou Paradise. Lou used it to alleviate his pain from a severe case of bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Topperson is a patented pain relief and healing technology, treating a wide range of ailments, including the things we talk about every day, getting some easing up of symptoms, arthritis, lower back pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, things that we're dealing with every day. And, we're either going to go to the drugstore and try something there, or we're going to try something natural, all of them recommended by our doctor. Give something a try, see if it works. We hear it every single day. But Topperson's a little different. Topperson works at the cellular level, assisting the body's powerhouse healing mechanism in a desire to heal the damage that's causing the pain. Topperson has hundreds of thousands of loyal customers with a 99% retention and reorder rate. The current customer base now includes medical doctors from different specialties, sports trainers, athletes, both professional and amateur. Mr. Paradise is now enjoying a growing following, including doctors recommending their patients to him for a better education on using natural complements to conventional therapies. Help me welcome my guest. Hello, Mr. Liu.
Well, good morning. It is fabulous, as always, to be here, especially with you and this phenomenal audience who loves you dearly. We know that's totally an absolute fact. Privilege, honor, pleasure, and thank you so much for inviting me this morning. I'd love to chat about this subject, obviously know a little bit about it, and hopefully we're going to give somebody another gem of information they may not have known before to help them on their road to recovery and to kick pain in the butt, let pain suffer its own pain and get out of your life, that kind of thing. So,
Well,
good
you know
morning.
what, Lou, when people tell me that they're in a lot of pain and they'll actually sometimes say, I had to go to the doctor, I had to get something for my pain because it was just out of control, and I basically will say, I get it. I mean, I understand it. I mean, the first thing we want to do is make sure that we have the availability of being able to get through the day. And, sometimes we have reached out for things. And there's times when I've had to go on antibiotics and I didn't want to, but I had to. And there's been times when I've had to be on, medicine that I did not want to be on. But you know what? At that point in time, you didn't have much of a choice. But if we can learn about other alternatives and complements, that's important. But you should never feel guilty for trying to feel better.
No, that's exactly right. And I think what happens is, we're all kind of victims of we don't know what we don't know. When take a look at chronic pain in the United States, throughout the entire world, 1 in 5 people suffer from some form of moderate to severe chronic pain. And in the United States, our numbers are far more significant. In fact, recorded chronic pain, somebody going to the doctor and reporting that they've got a situation where it's affecting their life, their lifestyle, their ability to work, which is, so there's chronic pain and there's high impact chronic pain, which is the worst one, obviously. Far more women than men by 4, 5, 6, 7 percentage points. And when you look at the size of chronic pain in the United States, the category is bigger from a dollars and cents point of view than, and this may sound crazy to folks, than cardiovascular disease, cancer, and diabetes combined, if you could imagine. So the rub on this is, okay, so we don't have an answer for people that are suffering to the degree where the pain is still unresolved, even that we've got pills everywhere and no relief in sight. The smart choice always is, look, if you don't know all your options, and I heard somebody say this a long, long time ago, if you don't know all your options when it comes to your health and vitality, when it comes to pain or any of the various disease states that you may have unfortunately beset your life, if you don't know all your options, you don't have any options at all. But we do understand that certain kinds of pain require certain kinds of intervention. You have a surgical process. You have a tooth extracted. You have root canal. You have any kind of, you know, this traumatized, this quick, very acute traumatized circumstance. Pain meds are not necessarily a bad thing to have. The issue is deciding which one works for you. You know, not one size does not fit all, and that's why we have the kind of not only addiction to opiates that is very rampant. In fact, folks dying from opiate overdose has been so significant, which is just sad and a shame. But it changes the longevity measurements and calculations of how many people live longer. It's changed them and shortened them up along with quality of life. So the issue then is, okay, so do we have more pain in this country than we do everywhere else? And, of course, we know the answer is absolutely not. But what I think is the difference is that when you take a look at the European or Asian cultures, thousands and thousands of years of knowledge, a good deal of it has been brought forward so that when you're looking at an issue that you're trying to resolve and solve, you're looking at some old standards, some old gold standards that work incredibly, that are far more conservative. They may include, you know, nutrition and hydration. They may include healing arts, massage, acupuncture, chiropractic, Rolfing, shiatsu, tons of things that we know have been a benefit to try that first, especially if it's some kind of a lingering, ongoing kind of pain threshold as opposed to a traumatic injury, which is very different and can cause you to have lots of different protocol. But the point is, if you know in advance, if you can kind of surmise in advance, what would you do if X happened? How could you prevent it from taking place? And what are the contributing factors from a physiology, body process to keep health and vitality and healing in place? So your body's getting the nutrients it needs. If you're not getting it from your diet, which is often the case, you're getting something else that you probably are not aware of because of the way we're marketed to, with energy drinks and all sorts of carbonated stuff, and who uses pure cane sugar as opposed to high fructose sugar. All these metabolic function disruptors can and artificial sweeteners, which can cause a complete burnout of these are neurotoxicities that occur, neurotoxins that actually jack up your brain cells in your brain, which if people understood the nature of all those things, we would back down to saying, are we properly hydrated? What the heck does that even mean, right? Are we going to drink eight glasses of water a day? Is that what everybody needs? Some people do, some people don't. When you're feeling thirsty, you're already dehydrated. Your whole entire, and this is probably the end point for this, for what I'm just about to say here, from a point of discussion, is that most people don't think of the connective, all the entire connective tissue that holds your all your bones and muscles and everything in place. All of it is literally a fluid membrane. If you're not properly hydrated, in other words, taking good potable water, good something that's going to actually give you the hydration you need, because your body uses fluids up all the time, and if you don't replenish them, the damage will start. And the connective tissue is a fluid membrane, meaning it has got to have the right kind of hyaluronic acid membrane. It's got to have the right kind of hydration. And how many people do we know that we did experiments way back when Topperson first got out of the gate to demonstrate to folks with lower back pain once the pain started, before you did anything, get an 8-ounce glass of water and drink the water. And if you got to flavor it with some lemon or some orange peel or whatever you got to do to flavor the water so it isn't going to give you, you know, extra stuff that could be disruptors. And then from that point forward, see what your back is doing then. See what your, especially your lower lumbar, see what your back is doing then, and how many people were blown completely out of the door to say, no way, there's no possibility that this water could be the answer to my back problem, because nobody connected the fact that if you're not completely hydrated, your whole metabolic function, your fat-burning machine, by the way, your ability to sleep, your muscle tone, your digestive issues. You could have all the probiotics in the world, but if you're not hydrating, your digestive process, your metabolic function, and every possibility is affected specifically because of dehydration, which is the undermined, is probably one of the contributors to most disease states, if you will. So all of that information is how many people know that's kind of, hey, whoa, wait a minute, if I did that first, where would I be? If I'm not aware that I'm supposed to replenish this fluid membrane in my body to keep it all cool and ready to go and ready to rock and roll and kick up my heels and go out and boogie and do the stuff I love with the people I love, then wow, I didn't think that. So I couldn't imagine that water, drinking more water, actually would be helpful. When I'm going to take pills after pills after pills, nobody's telling me I'm dehydrated, nobody's telling me I should be doing that. If I just did that, that would change things. And as you well know, this is the reason why we do shows like this, because people don't know what they don't know. And at the end of the day, when somebody's taking some pills, that may be appropriate for them at that moment in time. But do you want to do that for long periods of time? And are there better ways? And it doesn't, you know, it's not just because it's holistic that we talk about these things. It's like with Topperson. It's not because it's natural and or it's homeopathic, which is both. It's fundamental to how we understand the physiology of the body as a true machine, a miracle machine that repairs itself, and establishing, bringing balance and helping the body to do the things it needs to do to be the miracle and the machine, this healing, vibrant, healthy mechanism that if it wasn't for that, we'd all been gone a long time ago, that makes it possible for us to be alive and well. You know, so and this is exactly how we approach doctors and patients who now have a whole different view of what they're looking at. And it's astounding to us how many medical doctors have reported back and saying, it's just amazing to me. I never thought about that one even for myself. I did it myself first. I couldn't believe the difference. Now this moderate thing of helping people to understand the value of grabbing the tools you need to fix the things you fix. If you don't know what's broken, how do you know how to fix it? And if you don't know what tools to use, how are you ever going to repair it? So that to me is the kind of thumbnail that we deal with all the time.
You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and, you know, she's been using Topperson for a while, and she was in a car accident out of state and went to a hospital, and she said that they had her on pain meds. She says, I wouldn't have got through without it. She goes, because she'd broken a bunch of ribs and, you know, in the accident. And she said, and when I left the hospital, I came back home. She goes, I was on the pain meds for like 3 weeks. And she said, as I was running out of them, she goes, I felt the panic in my mind, and I realized that I needed to be off of these as quick as I could. She goes, I knew where I was heading. She said, I went through this when I was much younger. And she said, you know, the thing about it was, is I realized and remembered the addictive factors to these things. And she got off of them and she started doing some natural things and got back on her Topperson. And she's struggling a little bit, but she's doing okay. But isn't that amazing that just a little, like 3 weeks, and she already felt that she was panicking as she was running low on them.
Yeah, you see, and what happens in this is, like, in the rib injuries are really miserable. There's not a lot you can do with them. People ask you, well, when does it hurt? And they'll say, only when I breathe.
Exactly.
Right? It's like that intense kind of pain. And what takes place in terms of how people feel and being aware. So if you're not aware that there are certain things you really need to monitor when you're taking any kind of a narcotic painkiller pill, especially, this becomes a real challenge. And those kinds of senses that, wow, I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to kind of need these more. Well, the reason that is because synthetic opiates, which most of our pharmaceutical-grade pain pills are highly addictive. And the reason they are is because they literally rewire your neural pathways to your brain. Remember, we have opiate and endocannabinoid receptors in our brains, literally. It's an old thing that part of the primal system for health and vitality, believe it or not. And those receptors get over-triggered and over-stimulated. The neurons actually change, and it goes to the craving addiction side of things. But if you're not aware that you're feeling differently, you're starting to monitor yourself, and that's probably the one thing that people should do, and I'm just thinking about this out loud, is if you're going to be on any narcotic pain medication for any length of time, have a journal. Understand the signs. Ask your doctor. Better, ask your pharmacist. What are the signs for me to be careful with that I'm starting to get on the other side of therapeutic value to something else that I don't want, don't need? And how do I manage that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, and we're always delighted to hear that somebody's got that kind of sense of them, a sense about what they're doing, and that responsibility to yourself, which is really important. And then Tofersen becomes this huge adjunct treatment protocol, even during the process of very severe kind of pain thresholds, trauma injury, post-surgical trauma, and then bringing somebody back into balance and helping somebody who's now aware something's going on and I don't like it. And that is a fabulous story. And kudos to the person who's got the fortitude and the insight to understand how to keep themselves out of danger.
You know, how do you explain to someone, and of course this question comes up a lot, and, you know, you and I have addressed it over the years, but, you know, to rewire a mentality that only things you take internally that come in an amber bottle or over-the-counter analgesics that you take orally can ever help with the foundation of pain, that using something topically, it doesn't register how it can actually really relieve the pain. And I think people are very pleasantly surprised when they try Tofersen and they find out that they can put their pain in check. But how do you rewire the mentality that only orally will help?
You know, it's a big, you know, perception is a very strong motivator. And when we believe something, you know, based on our experience or how we got, mom and dad did what they needed to do, or grandma, or somebody who was an influencer, and whenever grandma had the pain, this is what you did, or mom had the pain, this is what you did. My dad, on the other hand, he said, no thanks to any of that stuff. I'll do this, this, and that, and I'll see if I can, you know, come out on the other end. Cool. So here's the thing I think that's most important. And one of the reasons for me in being able to understand how to look at a biological mechanism of helping the body to stimulate the responses needed to heal and to repair itself. Now, so Tofersen sometimes will sound like some sort of a miracle out of a tube bottle or in jar, because, you know, doctors use it, the pharmacists use it to wean their patients off of lots of meds or help to prevent them from having them, especially the ones that aren't working for them. But the reality is the homeopathic topicals have, I'm going to call them intelligent medicine. They literally are available in what they do to come to only do one job, balance the body specifically. So each one of the medicines is a targeted cellular response that it wants to give, wants to promote to the area of the body that needs help, whether it be a glandular surface, muscle tissue, bone tissue, the entire mechanism of microcirculation, which is what my background was always about. And the reason that I concentrated there is that out of all the circulation in the body, microcirculation is 74%. Smallest little kind of capillary system is the largest volume of blood supply in the entire body. The artery is only 11.5, veins only 14.5. All those are very important, but microcirculation is the reason why it's essential and kind of, to me, was the key, was because it delivers all the oxygen and the nutrients subcutaneously to every single 37 trillion cells of the entire body, the organs, every single part of living tissue, the microcirculation touches for oxygen nutrient delivery, and also waste byproducts. This is kind of a cool thing, man. It's like there's a little tiny capillary system, obviously, is chief in charge. In fact, it's so massive in terms of the body's circulation that it's considered an organ of the cardiovascular system. So when you take a pain pill, it's bypassing all of that. It's trying to nullify. It's trying to trick the body into turning off specific inflammatory responses, inflammation drivers. Its metabolic function is taking the switch and turning it off. Now, on paper, that sounds like a good idea. If I'm hurting and it's inflammation or some bruise or some trauma injury or some post-surgical trauma, I'm happy with the fact that I could turn that switch off. The problem is, when you turn the switch off, you're literally turning all of the healing processes off as well. So what takes place is, the topical version of something in homeopathic medicine, in our case, we have a combination, is 11 ingredients, 11 natural medicines in Tofersen. in the original form. And the design of the product is to treat the skin, because the skin receptors are actually part of the immune system, temperature control, and mobilizing all the healing chemistries on it, in it, and under it, all the subcutaneous tissue. The skin is a great brain coat. Not a lot of stuff passes through there, so the molecular nature of these topical, of putting a homeopathic product topically, helps the medicines to go right through the skin barrier, get absorbed into the microcirculation, and then each individual medicine targets the specific area of where the inflammatory overload is, where the pressure that we want to relieve off of the capillaries to get the oxygen nutrients to flow back into the tissue where we have the pain. Because there is the, because if healing is ultimately the most the ultimate big daddy kick the butt off anything else pain reliever on the planet Earth, more powerful than all the opiates combined, because it's actually looking then at how we can help the physiological reason why the pain is there and help the capillaries to go back to full motion. And literally, there's something called vasomotion. It looks like, if you looked under a microscope, it looks like the ocean. It just flows like a spiked, you know, up and down kind of movement, four frequencies specifically that need to be restored for metabolic function. All of that happens in the microcirculation. All of it, all health and vitality comes from the microcirculation. So the topical right to the area makes all the sense in the world as we can start hearing, well, if we hurt there, let's put something there. The medicines are so, the size of them are identical to the body's natural physical chemistries. And here's the cool part about homeopathic medicine. It is not a material delivery or a chemical delivery that we're looking for. That's not what the body's asking. The body's saying, how do I get the coding, the electrical signatures, you know, the imprints that I'm reading off of the, it's like the computer, you know, in code, in imprints and images, literally. DNA in the body, which is the main foundation of every single thing that makes us human, works on this so the cells don't talk to each other in language, like, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. How's your mama? I mean, it, you know, they don't talk that way. They speak to each other in electrical imprints and signatures, intelligently targeting very specific areas of the body for the metabolic function to return to normal. That is why Topperson has such a powerful effect, and that's the reason why when we look at pain pills, they may be appropriate. You have to make that decision with your doctor and yourself, but they do nothing to do the most essential thing. They do not bring the body into balance. They just kind of trick the body into thinking, okay, we don't have any pain because we just anesthetize it. We just put some Novocaine down there somehow, and that may make you feel better. And sometimes, you know what? That's what works. But at the end of the day, you cross over the therapeutic value of a one or two doses, one or two days. You go to 3 or 4 or 5 days with most opiates. And unfortunately, there are plenty of evidence of, with CDC, NIH, and FDA, for that matter, of addiction occurring in a short period of time because, again, synthetic opiates do that. So is there a place for them? You bet there is. Is there a place for any pharmaceutical? Absolutely. But if we are going to do things that actually address the cause of a circumstance and fix the cause, which to me is, and everyone else obviously that hears this, makes all the sense in the world, that's how and why a topical can not only be the most important thing that you've ever used, but the one engineered properly to obey the physiological needs the body has to bring about the change of what's causing your pain as opposed to what's what your symptoms of the pain, if that makes sense.
We're talking today with Lou Paradise. More really good issues coming up right after the break. We'll be right back with Lou. And don't forget, all of his Topperson products are available at Stay Healthy Every Day. All the formulas, if you go in and talk with them, they'll help you pick just the right one. But remember, you can't make a mistake. They all are awesome. I'll be right back with Mr. Lou after the break. Stay tuned.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Topperson will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Stay Healthy 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Topperson and visit Stay Healthy today. Topperson, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new, natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
At Country Life Vitamins, we've been helping people live happy, healthy lives since 1971, and we believe integrity should always be our number one ingredient. We are committed to this belief because you deserve high-quality nutrition, specifically crafted with the high-quality standards to support your health. Towards these ends, Country Life's manufacturing facility is an NSF GMP registered facility, as well as USDA certified organic, so you can feel good about the products you're taking. Country Life's pledge to integrity to you is based on the five standards for integrity to ensure that all of our products are pure, wholesome, natural health supplements full of natural goodness. Look for our high-quality natural vitamins like our Coenzyme B Advanced for increased energy or our Flexable for joint health at a health food store near you.
Country Life Vitamins, available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition, and check out all the products from Topperson. There is definitely one there that's going to work great for you. Some people use more than one on different parts of the body. You're going to find it to be extremely effective. And remember, it's not greasy. It's silky smooth. It feels awesome on your skin. You don't have that nursing home smell. There's no menthol. It doesn't burn. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's just silky smooth, and your skin responds in a really positive way. And the great thing, you can apply it as often as you need, and that's a wonderful thing. We see out here a lot of people that use it, you know, throughout their day, throughout their shifts, and have found it to be just a wonderful way of being able to take back their life and kick some of that pain to the curb. Remember to head to Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. So, you know, Lou, a lot of people ask all the time. They'll say, you know, I've been using this for a while, and I've been on it, and I carry it with me. I don't use it every day, but I use it quite often. You know, do I ever get to the point when it gets out of control, to the point where I can't use it anymore? Maybe I built up a tolerance?
That's an excellent, excellent question, and it's, I'm glad that somebody brought that up. One of the most essential things as to why natural medicines can be extraordinarily valuable is that, unlike chemicals, there's two different things. So natural medicines have a tendency to just come to balance and add value to the natural metabolic function and balancing that the body needs in order to bring at optimum health, at homeostasis, in balance. Chemicals, on the other hand, and that's where there's a big difference. Chemicals, on the other hand, trick the body into thinking that it's okay when it's not. It's nullifying specific functions, inflammation, let's just say one, as an example. And when you nullify or inhibit inflammation on one side, it also disrupts the rebuilding of things like cartilage and mucous membrane in the entire body on the other side. So you can't have it both ways. So if you're going to nullify one, you're going to affect the other, because the other, both of those, we're going to call it COX-1 and COX-2, just as an example, enzyme. They need to be in balance with each other in order for it to function of inflammatory processes working, because inflammation, I know a lot of people don't think this is, you know, saying like, what was that? Inflammation, believe it or not, and the inflammatory, the ability, the body's ability to have the inflammatory response is one of the most life-saving, life-protecting things we have, inflammation. When there's too much, then it's going to go into overload, and that's where problems start. So chemicals, when you take them, and we'll use oral pain medicines for the moment, you get acetaminophen, ibuprofen, naproxen, which is Aleve, Tylenol, and Advil, Motrin. If you look at those chemicals and look at them, you know, online and take a peek, you'll see the only thing they can possibly do is nullify a specific portion of what you're trying to do to reduce the inflammatory response or to reduce inflammation as a direct relationship to the pain that you may be suffering. And unfortunately, what happens is that works for sure. It does reduce inflammation. Tylenol and acetaminophen do not do that. But at the end of the day, the one thing that happens is your body becomes saying, like, what is this chemical? Let me get it the heck out of here. So the healing energy in your body, which wants to repair and replicate cells and keep everything nice and happy and tuned up, has to be diverted to go to find that chemical that you just put in there and chase it out of the body as quickly as it possibly can to not do damage to vital organs and what have you. In the process of having that as a situation, that's where the tolerance develops. So tolerance against the chemical absolutely happens, which unfortunately forces people to take far more of those kinds of chemical medicines, which then becomes very problematic. With a natural medicine, especially in homeopathic medicine, that does not have these kinds of inhibiting, it's not looking to change the body or to redirect it, it's looking to help the body do what it naturally does, stay on track, stay on course, help the body to get back to balance, so all of the fundamental functions of your entire body's mechanisms work together. So there's no possibility ever that you could overuse, and that's the beauty that doctors and pharmacists and all our natural practitioners, who we love dearly as well, use for their patients, so that we know that we don't have that chemical process mm-hmm. where your body definitely has an adjustment it's making, and that chemical no longer works or will stop working altogether or work less, and you'll have to take more. None of that occurs with these kinds of medicines, especially homeopathic medicine.
You know, it's interesting. I had a friend that was has been on opioids she's been on them a very long time. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you were to ask her how she's doing, she'll always say, I feel fine. I don't hurt anymore. These have got me under control. And in her mind, that's what she think was going on. Well, she decided she's changing jobs. And during the changing job process, one insurance ended and the other one was on a 90-day probation.
Wow.
So during the 90-day probation, she was not able to get any of her medicines while she was waiting. And she got a vivid, upfront, personal look at where she was. She said that after about 2 weeks, she said the pain was 20 times worse than it was 5 years ago when she started taking the pain medicines. And she said, no, it wasn't under control. You were covering it up. I said, but under the surface, under that blanket that you so neatly had tucked in, things were continuing to degenerate. I said, your joints were still breaking down. You still had inflammation. You just did not feel it. And along the way, you didn't take anything healthy. You didn't take any turmeric or any hyaluronic acid or MSM or glucosamine. I said, you didn't do anything for under the blanket because in your mind, you thought that you'd fixed it. And, you know, so she decided not to go back on the pain meds. She was using some over-the-counter analgesics. She got the Toprosin, got a bunch of stuff from Stay Healthy to take internally, started doing some walking and exercising. And she said she's about 75% back to under control, but she said it really forced her to do something good and not want to go back on. She said the withdrawal symptoms were terrible.
Yeah, I mean, and that's addiction up front and close and personal, which is just horrible and terrible, especially you got a working, you know, somebody who needs to be vital and operating on the best efficiency possible. And so sometimes this little bit that looks like a curse that occurred in the lapse of insurance all became this gigantic blessing in disguise. And like you said, the one thing that most people don't know, and this is kind of really important, you can go up and look, and you should, if you're taking opiates and you're feeling, you know, somehow you're feeling more pain, which can happen, it's called hyperalgesia. And hyperalgesia means that you're going to be more. This is why it's crazy. So if you're taking opiates, you're gonna have episodes, and there are people who, again, always go and look things up and see it for yourself. But hyperalgesia means that it makes your body, opiates, more sensitive to pain. I mean, sounds crazy, right? I'm saying, what the heck? I got the big guns, supposed to kick pain in the butt, supposed to give me everything I need, going to put my life back on track, and it's making me have a situation that makes pain more, makes me more sensitive to pain. Are you kidding me? So the reality of all of these things in terms of addiction and opiates and toxicity, I mean, we have an epidemic of toxicity because of all the things that people are taking and don't know, that your entire body needs to function on an operative situation where there's least amount of toxicity and vital energies coming in, both from a point of walking and exercise and hydration and nutrition and supplementation. And all of those would be the benefit to somebody in that typical circumstance. And like you said, after all this time, 75% back is very, very cool, and she'll eventually get to 100% back. But look at the time frame it took, and look at the rest of what was going on internally in her body. And most of us don't know the final outcome of what these things do, except that we do know there's a better way. And sometimes it's a combination. This is one of the things that we talk about all the time, this combination of, look, you're going to work with your doctor and pharmacist on your meds. They're going to help you. If you have a desire to have a medicine reduction program and you put that on the plate and your doctor and your pharmacist or both or either one agrees, that working with you, and we can support Butoprosin and all the other things that we know are vital on how to get your body back to normal, that is the best possible mechanism to kind of build a natural bridge between, you know, the natural well-researched medicines and the high-level bioavailable nutrition, supplementation, hydration, and the conventional care that's going on, so we can help to facilitate a real mechanism for doctors and patients to see that there are more ways and alternative ways that now become standard, gold standard ways of actually helping inform patients, helping to take patient care to another level, and individual patient care to a level where we have not seen it before, because we can now. And this is part of the role of our Topical Biomedics, our company, and of course Topperson as well.
You know, your original formula has really changed the face of, you know, people putting their pain in check. And at least the way that I describe it is, you know, it's a great way to get you through the day, you know, and you feel better and you're able to do all the things you need to do. And, you know, sometimes when you have that longing pain that's just, you know, you can't get comfortable in your chair. I mean, you got to get up and walk all the time, or you're just hurting across your shoulders or your neck or wherever the pain is. It doesn't really add up to a real quality of life. And, you know, I'm always telling people to search out things that make your life better. And I think your line makes our lives better.
Well, and thank you for that. You know, and again, the reality of Topperson isn't because it's natural or homeopathic. It's more fundamental than that. We come to a point where we want people to not only feel better, and as weird as it may sound, we don't believe we're in the pain relief business, as weird as that sounds sometimes to folks. I believe our real goal, and this is something we know about you and Marge and the people like us who care deeply about what's going on in the world, is we're out here to restore hope and quality of life. I think it's pain is one thing, suffering is a whole other thing, and people don't have to have those kinds of circumstances most of the time. And it's sad to me that the only reason they don't know is nobody told them. You know, and so that's why when we do these kinds of programs and these rich environments of education and information, it gives people a good rounded sense that there is hope, that they can get better. To me, it's the biggest compliment, two of the biggest compliments we ever get with Topperson, because it works so incredibly well. And so it takes that gnarly pain and jacks it up pretty good. And by the body's natural ability, obviously, to deal with the cause of pain, is how many people have said to us, you didn't just help me with my pain and my suffering. You restored my hope that I could get better. I started to see I could get better, and I got behind that. Now I'm returning to vibrant life. And the interesting thing that you also did is you made me think about well, if this natural stuff, which is not supposed to work at all, is so good for what I needed, and it gave me these benefits, these cascading benefits, I want to go and invest in more natural things and look at organic food and supplementation and hydration. And now I'm invested in that, and that's thanks to what you showed us. And I at one point in time, they would all say, I was a conventional person, scripted-minded. What the doctor said, I'm taking the medicines, whatever it is, and that's what I did. Never questioned a solitary thing. And sometimes, again, it's the appropriate thing your doctor is doing for you. It could be the very thing that you should be doing. And that's something between you and the doctor for sure. But I think the role that we play and an obligation to the public is to have this prudent thing that we say we agree these steps should be taken. You should be seeing your doctor. You should be talking to him or your pharmacist about these things. Here's how we can help. And our original product, everybody used it head to toe. Everybody loved it. From plantar fasciitis to diabetic neuropathy, we have a lot of things that we did in oncology right off the bat for our neuropathies, especially chemo-induced neuropathy. After radiation treatment, soothing the skin down for preventing any burn or the sensation of burn. A lot of folks with different kinds of arthritic conditions and or joint-related issues, whatever it may be, and all those discomforts thereof, that we're not treating any disease state at all, period, amen. We're only helping to facilitate pain associated with whatever it is that somebody's suffering from and prudently pointing people back to their health provider, to their professional person, whoever that may be, so that we have a good team effort and we're supporting the thing about the overall good for that person, prudently doing it the right way.
I think that when you experience the sensation of using something that doesn't burn, it's not greasy, it's not doesn't make your skin sensitive or overly dry. I remember some of the ones in the past, people say, you know, my skin got so dried out, you know, and, you know, I liked using it. It gave me a little bit of relief. But, you know, you don't, at least you don't have to deal with any of those things with Toppercent. It's just a no-brainer because it makes the skin feel better than it was before you used it.
Yeah, you know, and that's a targeted thing for me and studying the skin first and having those kinds of medicines that treat the skin so it's at its optimum best. The underlying tissue is needs all the rest of the things that the skin can do to be a benefit to it. So when you use things like aloe, by the way, one of my very favorite constituents for a lot of reasons, but if you use aloe-based products for any length of time, it will dry your skin. The issue with regard to petroleum and just petroleum distillates, which is very common, they're kind of cheap industrial carriers that you'd find typically menthol or camphor, eucalyptus, wintergreen, salicylates in the analgesic side of pain relievers. The odorous ones that are greasy and kind of stain your clothes and all of those kinds of things, is there a place for them? If they work for you and you don't have to take any extra pain meds or you don't take any at all, well, case closed. But at the end of the day, they usually don't provide the kind of balancing relief. Again, the body's health and healing is the most powerful thing we have. We can help it do what it does. And that's what Toppercent does. Those medicines are designed to help the body to come into balance. And when we do that, the body's optimum machine, healing, repairing machine, gives us the relief we're looking for. You never get the gnarly pain back. That's a good sign. When you don't get the gnarly kind of pain back ever, that's a really good sign that this is really working, as opposed to you use some kind of hot, greasy, smelly kind of ointment. And again, I'm saying this with respect, and I mean it. And it seems to work. Neuropathy usually doesn't, those kinds of things don't work at all. And then as soon as it wears off a little bit, that gnarly pain comes back and you're popping the pain pills. Well, that's the place where you know that approach doesn't work. And the approach with the pain medicines is if the pain meds work based on helping your body to get back into balance and helping your body to heal the damage causing the problem, you wouldn't have to take very many of those either. Now, there's a practical place where we have to decide what we're going to do from a therapeutic point of view when we have a need, as opposed to waiting for something to work. And it's often the times why people are so blown away by Toppercent. They say, oh, I don't like natural stuff. I know I should use it. It's better for me. But I got to wait forever for it to work if it works at all. And when they use Toppercent and see a more immediate response, they're blown away. And again, it's not because of Toppercent being some sort of miracle out of a tube bottle or a jar, even though I get the heat from a lot of of our customers when I say that. It's the body's ability to heal itself, and all we can do is help to stimulate this magnificent machine. And Topperson is the only product we know of that really gets down that deep and is able to bring about that kind of benefit, which then helps your body to benefit all the rest of what your body's going through at the same time. Endorphin releases, dopamine releases, feel-good oxytocin releases, help your body feel better. And all in one medicine, basically, with 11 moving parts in one and up to 17 in our sports cream, which is the old other side of our line of products. So fibromyalgia, the issues with regard to foot, and or our Afterburn product, all of them choices. You can use any one of them and get the relief you're looking for, and then specifically use one to address a specific area of the body or whatever it is that's going on that you need relief and you want to have it where it's actually helping your body to be better and for you to be better. Stay healthy, be healthy, get healthy, right? All of that, man. That's what this is all about.
I want to thank you, my friend, once again. It's always great to have you here because, you know, this topic's not going anywhere, and I'm glad we get to discuss it and at least let people know there are alternatives and complements at their fingertips and that they do have things to choose from. I thank you once again.
Right back to you and all the good things you do. Blessing to you and all the people you love. Our regards to Marge and everybody at the store, and thanks again for this. I really appreciate you welcoming me aboard here today.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
My guest today, Lou Paradise, representing his company, Topperson. Of course, Topperson available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store for a long time now. And you can check out any of the formulas, whether it's the original, the foot formula, the Afterburn, the Fibro Cream. They are so amazing for helping to just give us a better chance at maybe easing some of the discomfort. You know, when you're in pain every single day, I mean, most people that are in pain will say they've tried everything. Topical, internal, prescription, analgesics, you know, acupuncture, acupressure, massage, soaking, jacuzzi. I mean, people try everything trying to get pain in check. Does anybody, you know, fault them for that? No, of course not. But we have to remember that, you know, sooner or later, you're going to find something that works. But if you could try something that might just ease it a little bit more and maybe work on a completely natural side and be able to get results that are noticeable, I mean, most people that I talk to, they're like, yeah, I'm going to give it a shot. I want to try it. I want to see how I do and how I feel. That's what Topperson is all about. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. In their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address on there and start getting newsletter downloads, coupons, information in the know, staying connected with the store. And also while you're there, read those industry articles, which are quite great. They're up to date, they're relevant, and they're always talking about the topics that we are probably discussing ourselves every day. The nice thing about them is these articles change frequently, so every time you go, you might have a whole new set of articles to read, and that's a great thing. Remember also, give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page as well. Remember, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Go to Stay Healthy for their great longevity, but come back for their awesome staff, great prices, fully packed store with the best of the best, and a full line of Topperson every single day. I want to thank you all for taking the time out of your day to start the day with me. It's the Staying Healthy Radio Show. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you the relevant topics, the things we need to talk about, the things we should talk about, and many times the things we don't talk enough about. But remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Remember, pick up some Topperson today. Let's start taking back our health. And when you are in a situation when you're hurting on a regular basis, why not try something natural? See if you can ease the pain. Have a great day. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.